Frank's Life in Tower, Atlanta, Georgian Tuesday, May 13, 1913. Of the many prisoners confined in the tower, Leo M. Frank stands far above them all as the central figure in the public eye, while the exhaustive investigation into the death of Mary Fagan continues. Hundreds of curious persons apply daily at the prison in a futile effort to see the man now being held in the Fagan mystery. The jailers are beset with thousands of questions pertaining to his life during the 2 weeks that he has spent behind the bars. Only Frank's attorney, his immediate relatives, and a few friends have been permitted to see him. The man on other occasions has refused point blank to be interviewed or questioned. He has maintained an unbroken silence on the accusations made against by the state. Cheerful with friends. To his friends, however, Frank presents an amazingly bright countenance. Frequently, his laughter is heard ringing through the dismal corridors of the tower. Despite his cheery disposition, however, he has grown pale under his confinement. Frank occupies cell number 2 in the south corridor of the jail. The following is the routine of his daily life. Arises at 7 o'clock each morning, shaves with a safety razor brought him by a jailer, and dresses for breakfast. Morning meal is brought to him at 7:30, and he partakes of it from a low bench in lieu of a table. Frank's meals are all prepared at his home and sent to the tower. He is permitted to have any food that he may desire. So far, the prison life has not affected his appetite, which is one of a healthy man. Reads papers carefully. After breakfast, Frank is handed the morning papers, which he peruses carefully, especially with reference to his own case. Despite what the printed pages may contain about him, though, the prisoner has never been known to comment on the newspaper articles. Frank is a great reader. As the single electric lamp in the corridor does not furnish sufficient light to read by in the cells adjacent, the prisoner has secured a candle, and under its flickering flame reads magazines and other periodicals. Friends of the prisoner begin to arrive about 9 o'clock. He converses with them through the bars. At 2 o'clock, he is served with dinner. During the afternoon, Frank receives more of his friends and whiles away the idle hours in reading. Wife embraces him. When his wife called for the first time since his confinement Sunday afternoon, Frank was allowed to receive her in the consultation room. The meeting between the husband and wife was affecting. Tearfully, Mrs. Frank clasped her arms about her husband's neck and kissed him as they met. Following the visit, which was of an hour's duration, Frank was returned to his cell. The prisoner is served with supper at 6:30 o'clock and retires at about 11 o'clock. He sleeps on a regulation prison cot.